Today we're building a filtered breakdown in Ableton Live 12 with an automation-first workflow, aimed straight at jungle and old-school DNB energy. And I want you to think of this less like making a breakdown and more like composing a pressure release. In drum and bass, the breakdown isn't just a section where the drums disappear. It's a tension move. It gives the room a breath, resets the emotional charge, and makes the drop feel inevitable. That's especially true in old-school jungle, where the break itself, the bass attitude, and the movement of the automation are doing most of the storytelling. So our goal here is an 8-bar breakdown that feels alive, not empty, not random, alive. First, set up a dedicated breakdown zone in arrangement view. Give yourself 8 bars before the next drop. That's usually enough space to shape a proper arc without killing momentum. If your track is more atmospheric, you can stretch it to 16, but the key is that something has to be changing every couple of bars. Organize your session mentally into drums, bass, atmosphere, effects, and a bit of master prep if you need it. Even if you don't build literal folders right now, think in those lengths. And here's a big advanced workflow tip. Color code the breakdown and the drop return differently. In a heavy arrangement, that helps you instantly see where the automation lives. Now start with a core break loop. Pick something like an Amen or a Think break, or any chopped break that already has that jungle motion. If you're using simpler, slice mode is great for this, because you can keep the break responsive while you automate the tone later. A good stock chain is simpler, then drum bus, then EQ8, then saturator. Keep the break clean before you start making it fancy. That's important. If the source is messy, your automation will just make the mess more obvious. A little drum bus drive can add weight and attitude, and a touch of saturator can bring out that crunchy old-school edge. Don't overdo the low end here. If there's sub-rumble in the break, high-pass it gently around 25 to 35 Hz with EQ8. If the break needs to feel more committed, resample it. That's a very jungle move. Print a version with a bit of character already in it, then automate the audio rather than endlessly tweaking MIDI or slice settings. Resampling gives the break a more permanent attitude, and it often sounds more like a real performance. Next, build the bass behavior before you automate the filters. This is a big one. Don't make the bass vanish completely unless that's the exact effect you want. In jungle and darker DNB, the breakdown usually still carries a hint of the bass line. Think of it like a memory of the drop, not a total erasure. A simple chain here could be operator or wave eatable into auto filter, then saturator, EQ8, and utility. If you want a reese, start with detuned saws or unison movement and keep it slightly unstable. Then low pass the bass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz to darken it. Keep the resonance controlled, just enough for attitude, not enough to whistle. Saturation helps the bass stay audible on smaller speakers, and utility is your friend for locking the low end to mono. And here's a useful arrangement idea. Keep the bass sparse. In an old-school inspired breakdown, one short bass note every bar or two can be enough. Let the break and the automation do the heavy lifting. That call and response between chop drums and bass stabs is pure jungle language. Now comes the main event, automation. This is the automation-first mindset. Before you pile on more sounds, shape the energy with movement. Draw the emotional arc with filter sweeps on the break bus and bass bus. Start the breakdown open enough to feel present. Then gradually pull the breakdown from a brighter range into something narrower and more skeletal. Over 4 bars, you might move from around 6 to 10 kHz down into the 1.5 to 4 kHz zone. If you want that haunted, stripped-back middle section, you can narrow it further toward the low-mid area. Use auto-filter for smooth, musical sweeps. Use EQ8 if you need more surgical control. And if you really want that advanced tension, automate more than one parameter. Cutoff alone is good. Cutoff plus resonance is better. Cutoff, resonance, and drive moving at different rates. Now we're talking. A little extra resonance as the filter closes can make the whole section feel urgent and intentional. And please don't make the automation curve too pretty. Old-school DNB often benefits from movement that feels slightly uneven. A quick drop, a pause, then a slower descent can feel much more human and much more dangerous than a perfectly symmetrical ramp. Let's add space now, but not fog. Set up 2 return tracks. One can be a short room or ambience delay, and the other can be a dubby echo or a wider reverb texture. Echo is fantastic for rhythmic throws, especially on chopped hits or snare fills. Reverb is great for letting certain transition sounds bloom. Keep your return EQ clean. High pass those returns around 180 to 300 Hz, so your low end stays tight. That's crucial in DNB. The space should frame the rhythm, not blur it. And instead of just automating the return device itself, automate the send amounts. That gives you far more control. For example, maybe ghost hits only start feeding the echo in the second half of the breakdown. Or maybe the final snare gets a longer reverb throw right before the drop. That kind of precise automation feels professional and very DJ-friendly. Now shape the drums with strategic muting and ghost note movement. A filtered breakdown does not mean the drums stop. In fact, the best old-school style breakdowns often keep a ghost pulse alive. You might mute the kick for two bars in the middle, these snares or shuffles lightly present, and bring back a hat or ride in the final bars. This is where subtle volume automation, clip gain, or an effect rack macro becomes really useful. Pull the main break bus down by a few dB, then let the ghost percussion lead a little more in the second half. You can also bring out transient detail with drum bus or a small EQ lift if you need a bit more snap, without making it louder. A very effective trick is to add a tiny variation every four bars. A reversed snare, a little kick pull, a mini break fill. That stops the breakdown from feeling like one loop with a filter on it. Now add one strong transition sound. Just one or two, not a pile of random effects. Pick something genre appropriate. A reverse crash, a sub drop, a noise sweep, a vinyl style stop, or a short impact with a tail. In jungle, a short reverse cymbal into a snare fill can hit harder than a giant cinematic riser. Put that effects on its own track, high pass it if needed, and automate the volume and send so it lands with purpose. The point here is not just drama, the point is function. A good transition cue helps a DJ mix out cleanly, and it helps your arrangement feel like a usable tool, not just a listening edit. Next, think about stereo width and mono discipline. This is a subtle but powerful advanced move. Keep the bass mono. Always. Use utility to collapse the low end if needed. Let the atmosphere and top end effects widen out as the breakdown develops. You can even use a subtle auto pan on noise layers or atmospheres to create gentle drift. Very subtle. We're talking motion, not wobble. That contrast between a stable low end and a moving top end makes the breakdown feel bigger without getting muddy. If things start sounding too washed out, reduce reverb before you reduce width. That usually preserves punch more cleanly. At this point, you can do something very cool. Resample the breakdown performance. Route the breakdown bus to a new audio track and record the whole 8 bars. Now you've captured the automation, the filter motion, the send throws, all of it as a single audio performance. That is super useful in jungle because it gives you a living layer you can slice, reuse, or tuck underneath the final build. If the resample feels too full, just trim it with EQ8 or low pass it gently, and use it as a tension bed in the last couple of bars. That can make the section feel deeper and more layered without adding clutter. Now finish the breakdown with a drop ready return cue. The last one or two bars need to say, very clearly, the drop is coming. That might mean opening the main filter back up, restoring the snare pickup, adding a reversed crash, or pulling the reverb send down right before the drop, so the downbeat hits dry and hard. That dry hit matters. In dance music, the contrast is part of the impact. A slightly empty space right before the drop can make the downbeat feel massive. Don't be afraid of a tiny moment of near silence if the automation leading into it is strong. A classic old-school jungle ending for a breakdown might be as simple as a final snare roll, a bass note with a filter opening, and then a short gap before the drop lands. That negative space is part of the groove. It's not a mistake, it's power. A few things to avoid here. Don't over-filter the whole mix too early, or you'll drain the energy before the listener has time to enjoy the tension. Don't let delay and reverb eat your low end. Don't make the bass disappear entirely unless there's a replacement movement. And definitely don't pile on too many effects events. Clarity beats clutter every time. If you want to push this further, try an advanced variation. Use two competing filter automations. Put a slow low pass on the full break bus, then a faster band pass on a slice top loop layer. That contrast makes the breakdown feel more alive and more unstable, which is great for darker DNB. Or build a fake drop for one bar, bring the drums and bass back harder for a moment, then strip them away again. That kind of trick can really lock dancers in. Here's a good practice move: build two versions of the same 8-bar breakdown. One drum-led, where the break carries the tension and the bass is mostly supportive, and one bass-led, where the bass phrase is the emotional center and the break is reduced to fragments and atmosphere. Compare which one creates stronger tension with less material, which one is easier to mix out of, and which one feels more like classic jungle movement. If you want the quickest checkpoint, ask yourself three questions. Does the tension grow in two-bar chunks? Is the low end clean? and does the final bar clearly signal the drop? If the answer to any of those is no, reduce one layer and strengthen the automation curve. So the big takeaway is this. In Ableton Live 12, a great filtered breakdown for jungle and old-school DNB is built through automation-first thinking. Treat automation like the main instrument. Let the break lose punch first, then let the harmonics fade, then the width, then the rhythm. Keep the bass grounded. Keep the space controlled. Keep the phrasing obvious. And make the last bar feel like a launch point, not an ending. If it feels like a performance, not an afterthought, you're doing it right.